Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise. And I'm going to be honest with you guys, I am recording this kind of a little bit in advance. But that is because when this episode comes out, I will be across the pond. I will be in London when this episode comes out. So I'm pre-recording this. I actually just recorded another episode. I'm breaking the fourth wall so hard right now, but I just recorded last week's episode just now. And now I'm going right into this one. I've got a lot of motivation. I'm super pumped right now. I'm in such a good mood. It might be because I just chugged a coffee in record time, already made another one, and I'm just getting really excited for everything coming up. But when you're listening to this, y'all, I will be in England. Make sure to follow me on Instagram, Hannah Elise Mowdy, if you want to stay the most like up to date with what I'm doing. I'm probably going to be posting stories and whatnot along the way as I'm there. And then if you don't already, make sure to subscribe to my YouTube, Hannah Elise, because I am so beyond excited about these videos. I haven't even literally gotten there yet. As I'm sitting here right now recording this, I have not gotten to London, but I'm already excited for creating these videos because I talked about this in last week's episode, aka an hour ago, but I had so much fun creating my vlogs from France and Italy in March, and I got to explore like new areas of my creativity and just play around with different things. And I felt so inspired by the fresh scenery, the fresh everything. Like I'm just really excited. And I feel like I know I'm going to be so inspired and I just can't wait. So make sure to subscribe on YouTube for that. I'm going to try to also post TikToks. Again, if you listened to last week's episode, you already heard all this whole spiel about, you know, filming vertically, filming horizontally, and living in the moment. So I'm not going to go over it again. I'm going to try to post as much as I can, but my main priority is going to be living in the moment because I'm so excited about this, my first solo international trip. And you'll be getting full recaps. The next episode in this podcast, I believe, is going to be a full recap of my trip. So stay tuned for that, but also all the other visual content. You can check my other platforms. I'm excited to record today's episode because I'm doing something that I've done before on this podcast. I did it a couple times, actually, and I'm doing it again. But before we get into that, we need to do our little check-in, starting with what's Hannah drinking. Since I've already broken the fourth wall and told you when I am recording this episode, I will tell you that I'm drinking the same thing as I was drinking last week and also the week before that, which that week was not recorded today, but I've just been drinking the same thing for this entire week, 2 weeks, since I bought my pumpkin spice creamer. I've got my at-home iced oat milk latte with my cinnamon, with my pumpkin spice creamer, and she hits every time. You're going to be hearing a lot from her. Last week, I also shared a specific fall Starbucks drink that I really like, so I think I'm going to do that again. I have two main ones that I kind of crafted last year. And I shared one of them last week. So if you want to hear that other one, that's in last week's episode. But I'm going to tell you my other favorite one. So this is a twist on my absolute favorite brown sugar shaken espresso. If you've listened to this podcast before, you already know my affinity for the brown sugar shaken espresso. You know it. It's what I get every single time. My typical order is that with two pumps of cinnamon dolce. But for the fall, I like to do a venti iced brown sugar shaken espresso, add two pumps of pumpkin sauce and pumpkin cream cold foam. You can do the pumpkin cream cold foam or not if you want to, but I like to add that. But if you don't want to, I mean just the regular iced brown sugar shaken espresso with two pumps of pumpkin sauce is perfect. So that's my other favorite. If you get it, let me know. Tag me. Try it next time you go if you want something new. But that concludes my segment today of what's Hannah drinking. I'm a big fun drink girl. I just can't help it. It's who I am. And who am I to deny myself joy in life? You know, moving right along into something that I'm excited for this week. Again, I'm going to be referring to the week that this episode goes live, so this one's pretty obvious, but I'm excited to be in frickin' London. I'm over the moon. I cannot wait to explore, to see the sights, to go into vintage shops, to go to the markets, to just walk around and enjoy my time. I'm just so, so excited for that. That's my one thing I'm excited for this week. I'm quite literally bringing an entire separate empty duffel bag with me so that I can fill it with things that I pick up around London. I'm so excited to go to vintage shops. I'm so excited to go to cute little like souvenir shops and find little cute handmade things and pick up souvenirs and gifts for other people. And I just have a feeling I will be bringing back a lot of stuff. So I'm packing a separate duffel bag so that on my way there, I'm just bringing a carry-on suitcase and my personal item. And then on the way back, I'm going to check my carry-on bag and then use this duffel I'm bringing as my carry-on with my purchases in it and then also my personal item. I just can't wait. Everything about it, I'm so excited for. That's really all I've got for that. I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory. I could go on and on talking about how excited I am, but I've been doing that for the past like 3 episodes, and next week you're getting a full recap, so I'm just going to shut up and get to the next thing, which is one thing I'm grateful for right now. No surprise here that this also has to do with my trip, but it's also just a general thing. I'm so grateful that I have the ability to do this. Travel specifically, I guess. I have always had a travel bug. I've always seen beautiful places and wanted to go there, but just never had the means to do so. And now I have the means to do so, and I have the opportunity and also a job that allows me to be flexible with my schedule and to work from other places. And I'm just so freaking grateful for all of that, just for the opportunities, I guess. I went to Europe for the first time ever in March, and I know that it's cringe to Europeans when we say, like, I'm going to Europe, but I mean genuinely Europe, like the continent. I had never been there. It was actually my first time in another continent ever. How insane that that happened, first of all. And for me to be going back and to a new country in the same year is crazy for me. Genuinely never thought that that would be a possibility. I'm just really, really, really grateful for that. And I don't take that lightly at all. It means everything to me that I have the opportunity to do things that I've been wanting to do my entire life. I just can't even put into words how grateful I am. And even beyond this trip, I have an opportunity next year, early next year, to go on another trip to another new country. That's like the farthest I've ever been. Well, I haven't been there yet, but will be the farthest. And it's like, these are places I never actually thought I'd be able to fathomably go to, ever. And it's just so amazing. I don't even know what to say. It's truly amazing. So I'm just really grateful for these opportunities that I have right now, and also just for the ability for me to take them. I don't take any of this lightly, and it just means the world to me. So that is what I'm grateful for. Very, 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 very grateful for. In shock as well, but yeah. Okay, so that's it for this week's check-in. So now let's get into today's episode, which I'm doing something that I've done before on this podcast, and I'm going to do it again because I loved doing this. I loved recording this episode when I did it the first time. I did a variation of this in another episode, but now I'm back to the OG for another round because I enjoyed it so much. So today, we are once again playing We're Not Really Strangers. I played the original We're Not Really Strangers game before, and then I also have the anxiety pack of questions from We're Not Really Strangers. I played that in another episode, and now I'm back to play the OG again. They also just released a self-love card pack. I think I'm gonna buy that too and do an episode with those, because that sounds right up my alley. But we're back with some We're Not Really Strangers. I love this game. I've never actually played this game with anyone else, like with another human being here. I've only played it on the podcast. I like telling y'all more about me and opening up more, and just, I think this is a fun way for us to connect. And I hope that it's entertaining, because I sure as hell love recording these and I have so much fun doing them. So I hope that you have fun listening to them as well. I'm going to give a little refresher of the game for anyone who didn't listen to the other episode where I did this or just isn't familiar. So open the box once again. Okay. All right, Slay. How to play. I think I remember last time I was doing the second level of cards. The connection cards. I think that's what I was doing, because those made the most sense for the podcast format. Because there was perception too. Did I do any of those? Yeah, no, that's more of like a, you have to ask that to someone else who's like with you type of thing, which is kind of difficult because you guys can't respond to me in real time, unfortunately. All right. So let me read the instructions once again, just for a little refresher, and then we'll jump right into it with the connection cards, level two. The direction pamphlet says, do you really know your best friend? How well do you know your mother or sister or anyone else close to you? We're Not Really Strangers is a purpose-driven card game. Three carefully crafted levels that allow you to deepen your existing relationships and create new ones. When I did this last time, I started with level one, and then I figured out that the questions didn't really make sense for a podcast, so I just went to level two. Level two is connection, and the description is, who are you really? This round is about asking the rarely asked questions and connecting on a deeper level. And then I think I did a couple of level three questions, time to reflect on your game experience as well, but I might just stick. I liked the level two ones. I feel like they worked best for the podcast format. So that's the game. That's pretty much it. It's a box of cards in front of me, and it's got three levels, and the cards just have prompts on them to answer. So I'm gonna pick a card, answer honestly, and that's it. That's the gist of it. Let's begin. I'm so excited for this. All right. I'm really hoping that I didn't shuffle these from the last time, so I'm not picking the same cards. I don't even remember exactly which cards I picked last time, so there are repeats. I hope I catch them, but if I don't, I apologize. Let's pull a card. First card. Oh boy, man. We're really starting. Okay, I don't even know why I'm acting like I'm shocked that we're starting with a deep question, because they're all deep questions. That's the point of the game. This card says, how would you describe the feeling of being in love in one word? Okay, so I know that this answer is just supposed to be one word, but I need to give a little bit of detail for this. I'm pretty sure that I have been in love before, but it was never like healthy love. So I don't know the feeling or how to describe the feeling of being in a healthy type of love. Let me just put that out there. I'm trying to like think back to these times and how I would describe the feeling and how I knew I was in love. I hate it when it's only one word because I'm terrible at making decisions, so I'm literally thinking of every single possible. I think I'm just going to go with the first word that comes to mind, and that would be giddy. I felt really, really giddy when I was in love. When I would think about them, talk about them, be around them, I felt giddy. And I just felt excited. So I think that's my answer. But once again, it was never actually healthy, so I don't really know. I hope to one day find out what healthy love feels like, but that's TBD. Okay. Next. Oh. Oh my gosh. Think of something you strong. This is a wild card, by the way. Think of something you strongly dislike that most people love. On the count of three, say it out loud. Oh god. Well, there's no one else here with me, so I'm just gonna say something, I guess. Something I strongly dislike. Summer. Summer, that's my answer. I hate sweating. I much prefer fall or spring. I would even prefer being cold over being too hot, because when you're too hot, sometimes you can't cool down. But when if you're really cold, you can always add layers and stuff to warm up. I don't like summer. Okay, next. This question says, if you could get to know someone in your life on a deeper level, who would it be and why? My first instinct to answer this question would be my brother. Obviously, he's my brother, so I'm related to him. And I know him well, but I feel like there's a lot that he doesn't share. And just, I don't know, like, I feel like I'm way more of an open book than he is. And I'll just say, you know, I'll be straight up about everything, and I'll just kind of, like, for example, I update my mom on every single thing I do. Like, I breathe and I text my mom about it. And I feel like my brother, like, a lot's happening. He's in college, all this, like, but he doesn't really tell anyone about it. And I don't know, I just would like to get to know him more on a deeper level. And to answer the question of why, well, he's my brother. And I want to know more about what's going on in his life and all that. He's just more of a keep it to himself. Like, he keeps to himself a lot. I would like to know more about him and what's going on in his life. That's all. This next question says, if you have, when was the moment you realized you weren't invincible? And I kind of have a little story for this, because there is one moment in my life that I remember, and this moment also kind of is what I think started my anxiety. And I've talked to my mom about this, because this moment involved her, and I think this is 100% the moment that I realized I wasn't invincible. And it happened at a very young age. I think I was around 4 years old. And to have this clear of a memory so young, this really impacted me. So I genuinely don't remember ever feeling invincible, because this happened so young. So, like, from this point on, I think I was, like, almost overly aware that I wasn't invincible. And as somebody with raging anxiety and OCD, and I'm very, very paranoid and all of that, I am painfully aware that I'm not invincible. But it all leads back to this moment. I was at the mall with my mom one day, and I think I want to say I was like 4 or 5. I don't remember. I was very young. We were in Claire's. I remember this like it was yesterday. I could go back to this moment and just like almost jump back into my body and resume, because it feels that real to me. Like it's like a visceral memory. We were in Claire's, and I was looking at something in one part of the store. My mom was, maybe I wasn't 4. Maybe I was a little bit older. I don't remember. But I was looking at, like, I don't know, the earrings or something. And my mom was just a little, it was a small store. She was looking at something else. And for some reason, I left the store. I decided something caught my eye out in the main part of the mall. I have no idea what it was. Couldn't remember, couldn't tell you that. But I walked out of the store. And I didn't think anything of it. I didn't know there were dangers of the world. I didn't know any of that. I was so young. I just saw something that caught my eye, and I went out and looked at it. And a few moments went by, and then my mom came out, ran after me, grabbed me, not in like an aggressive way, but just kind of grabbed me and was like, oh my God, like, there you are. I'm assuming from her perspective, she was in Claire's, like, walking around the store calling for me, and I wasn't anywhere in the store. And then she saw me out in the main part of the mall and just sprinted after me, grabbed me. Basically, the gist of what she told me was that it is unsafe for me to go places by myself or to walk away from her. by myself, because there are bad, scary people out there that, like, would pick me up or would take me. And you bet your ass I never did it again. I talked to her about this a few months ago, like pretty recently, and I told her that I think that that's where my anxiety started. Because for me, anytime there's something that feels like that jarring to me, I think about it way more than I probably should. Like, I thought about that and what she said and just like imagined what it would be like if that happened to me. And it scared me so bad that I knew then that I needed to be fucking careful. I was literally 4 or 5 and I knew I needed to be fucking careful. And I honestly think that that is why I am so aware now. And so, like, my head is always on a swivel. I've never, since that day, I've never had to be told, keep your head on a swivel, like, be aware of your surroundings. I just am. And I think it's because of that. So I think that it definitely did benefit me for her to say that, because it taught me real young that I am not invincible and that there are bad people in the world and I need to be careful. That's something very important to know, obviously. But I did tell her when we talked about this recently that I think that that's where my anxiety started and my OCD also started, because I obsessed over it. I obsessed over the, like, thought of that, and it scared me so bad. I would have, like, to this day, I still remember exactly what I was, like, picturing in my mind. So that was a very, very pivotal moment, defining moment in my life. And my mom felt really bad when I told her that I think that's where my anxiety started. But she was like, I felt so desperate as a mom of a young child. Like, I just didn't want anything bad to happen to you. And I wanted you to understand that you can't do that. And I'm like, well, bitch, message received. Heard that. And I didn't do it again. I get it. I don't fault her for that at all. But it was very formative for me. That's my answer to that. That was really long, but wanted to tell you that story for some reason. The podcast gets the exclusive tea. I haven't told that story to many people, and now I'm telling it to thousands of people, so might cut that out, might not. If you're listening to this right now and you hear this story, then I didn't cut it out, and congratulations. All right, next. This one is another wild card, and it just says admit something. Oh, Jesus. Oh, boy. Admit something. I'm taking a second to answer this because there's just so many things I'm thinking of. Which one do I want to pick? I'm going to admit that my skin is not as thick as I like to say that it is when it comes to mean comments. I've been in the social media game and all that for very long, like 6 years now. I guess it's not very long, but it's long enough. And I should be better at just letting things roll off my back, but I'm not. I'm so sensitive and I take things to heart and so seriously, because anytime there's like an attack on my character or like insinuating that I'm someone that I know to my core that I'm not, it really affects me. So things like that affect me way more than I care to admit. And now I just admitted it. And also, I limit how and when I read anything. There are a lot of things that I just completely avoid because I know that I'm probably going to see something that makes me sad. And so I just, like, avoid it. Okay, next. Oh my gosh, I love this question. This one says, what would your younger self not believe about your life today? Everything. Literally everything. Nothing about my life today would be believable to my younger self. That I live in New York City. When I was younger, I visited New York City for the first time when I was 8 years old. And it was just the most magical place to me. And if that little girl was told that I would live here someday, she'd be like, yeah, right. I think maybe even bigger than that is my job. What I do for, like, how I earn a living is by doing the very thing that younger me fell in love with at, like, age 10, watching American Girl Doll videos on YouTube and starting her own American Girl Doll channel. I can't even believe, me sitting here right now, that I get to do this and make money from it, and that I've actually gotten this far with it. I can't even believe that. So if I told younger me that that happened and stuck with it enough to have made it this far, she would absolutely not believe it. She would be overjoyed, my younger self. And honestly, at the end of the day, if I ever forget or question what I'm doing, I remember her, because she is why I started. And I remember, I mean, obviously she's why I started because she's the one that started in the first place, like, years and years ago. I just remember her passion and her excitement. And I'm like, you know what? That's me. Like, that little girl is me now. And I had that passion back then, and it's still there. So she would just be, God, I sometimes really wish that I could, like, go back in time somehow and appear to my younger self as my older self and just tell her all this, because I would love to see the look in her eyes. I just know that they would be so wide and excited if she knew what was coming. Like, she would just not believe it. Anyway, I'm going to start crying if I think about it too much. Next. What question are you trying to answer most in your life right now? Well, what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing is a great one. Am I doing the right thing? Am I doing enough? It says what question, meaning probably one question. I'm out here listing like 25 questions. Should I pursue another path career-wise? Will I ever find somebody that I feel like I'm in love with in a healthy way? What question am I trying to answer most? Let's do most, okay? Am I doing the right things, I guess? I feel like that's a pretty impossible question to even answer, because no one really knows. But, like, what should I be doing next? What is my next step, I guess, is my actual answer. What is my next step that will help me to evolve and grow into the next part of my life? Like, what's my next chapter? I have no idea. I'm trying to figure that out. Great question. Very thought-provoking. That would be a fantastic journal prompt. I might have to come back to that one. Oh, I already answered this. Fuck. I must have shuffled them because I already answered that question. That's not good. Oh my God, wait. Where? I know these questions. Now I'm seeing them again. I'm getting worried. Wait, are these in, like, order? Have I gone through every question in here already? There's so many. How's that possible? Okay. Confused. No way I've been through every single one of these cards. Like, I don't know if I've answered this one before, but I'm going to answer it. This card says, how can you become a better person? I think I can become a better person. Well, there's tons of ways. There's always things that you can do to be better. But I think the main thing that I can do to become a better person is to have more patience. Especially with other people. But just in general, I feel like sometimes my patience is very thin, and that a lot of the time that applies to my dealings with other people. And I just really want to and need to practice more patience with other people, because no one's perfect. I'm not perfect. Everyone is just doing their best and trying their best, and everyone's got things going on, you know? The last thing someone else needs is like somebody having really short patience with them. It's just like, I don't know, everyone deserves, just have grace with people. We're all trying to figure things out. And I know that about myself. I don't know why I don't immediately think to extend that same level of grace and patience to others, but that is something that I know that I need to work on. It's something that I want to work on and I want to do to become a better person, because just being easier on others, not that I'm like mean to people outright, but I'll just get frustrated really quickly and lose patience really quickly internally. And then I'm like, okay, they're just people, you know? Everyone's just trying to figure it out. So I just need to be more patient with others and give people some grace. That's it. And give myself grace too, but that's beside the point. Okay, I'm starting to feel that I've answered all these cards. Like, I'm so, how's that possible? How many of these? I'm going to go through the level three questions, the reflection ones, and see if there's any that I think would be good to answer. Okay, I'm going to answer this one about myself. No, is this going to sound like too, like, gassing myself up-y? I don't know. The card says, what do you admire most about me? And I think I'm going to take this card as an opportunity to show myself some love and say something that I admire about myself. Oh, this is like, I need to take a second to think on this one. I admire the way that I keep going, even when I don't want to, or I feel like I can't, or I feel like all hope is lost, or I feel like I failed, or a million things. Despite all of those things, I keep going every time. Every time. Even in the moments in my life, there have been some, and by that I mean like three that I can think of. One of which that I talked about on this podcast earlier, like right when I first started. There were times that I didn't think I could keep going at all. But I did. I did anyway. And it may seem small to someone who maybe has never felt that strongly that they can't keep going. But for those who have felt that way, you know how hard it can be to just push on. When you feel like you've got nothing else to give, you just keep pushing on. And I admire that about myself a lot. I think I'm very resilient. If I could put it in one word, it's resilience. That's what I admire the most about myself. No matter what, I will keep pushing and keep going. And not let myself give up, not let other people get me down completely to the point where I don't get back up. I will get back up. And I know that about myself, and I trust myself for that. And I have proven to myself time and time again that I can do that. And me sitting here right now is all the proof that I need that I'm capable of continuing to move forward and bouncing back, because I've done it every single time. If I hadn't, I wouldn't be here, but I am here. So I've proven to myself that I am strong and I'm resilient. And so in the future, when life inevitably gets me down again, because it happens, you know, it happens to us all, I know that I will be okay, because I have been all the other times before. I've made it through things that I didn't think I'd be able to make it through, that seemed impossible to make it through, and I didn't even see a light at the end of the tunnel, and I still made it through. So I admire that a lot about myself. And I think that's a really good note to end this episode on, a little self-love. I think we all can show ourselves more love. Just now, when I took a second to think about this question, I thought about the fact that I don't give myself enough credit, I don't think. Sometimes I'm not quick to acknowledge my wins or things that I feel that I'm good at or that I'm proud of myself for. And I think I should be. Not that I need to, like, obviously vocalize all those things, because I'm not going to sit there and be like, every single day on social media, like, I am so great. Like, not going to do that. But just with myself, acknowledging that with myself and telling myself that I admire myself, just with me. That's all that I need to do. I don't need to broadcast it, but it's important to think about more, I think, for me. I don't do it enough. So I'm going to leave you with that. Just a little reminder and encouragement to think about what you admire most about yourself. Take a second after you're done listening to this and really, really think about that. Put some time and effort and thought into it and acknowledge that thing that you admire the most about yourself and let yourself feel proud of it. I love you so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of Digital Diary. I will be back next week with a brand new episode. I believe it will be, if according to plan, my recap of my trip. If not, obviously I'll let you know. But I will talk to you next week. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and an amazing rest of your week. You're the best. I appreciate you so much. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.